In the mid-70s, novelist Lawrence Block introduced the character of New York private investigator Matthew Scudder. Block has written 17 novels based on the Scudder character. Scudder's been played on screen by Jeff Bridges in 8 Million Ways to Die, but that setting was switched to L.A. and the film flopped. The new stab at Scudder on screen is A Walk Among the Tombstones. Liam Neeson plays Block's hero, and the film is directed by Scott Frank, best known for his script for the Elmore Leonard adaptation Out of Sight. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
For 3 decades, I've read Lawrence Block's novels featuring the unlicensed New York private investigator Matthew Scudder, played by Liam Neeson, in the gripping but finally unsatisfying film of A Walk Among the Tombstones. Scudder is a gumshoe whose character was formed by alcoholism and Alcoholics Anonymous. He's always taking time out from detective work to go to meetings. And while Block never cites the so-called serenity prayer, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, I think it's the key to Scudder's affect. He accepts the world is a violent place. He even allows himself to sit in bars, drinking coffee, alongside violent alcoholics. But when there's something Scudder can control, he's relentless. I'm fascinated by this tension between his grim stoicism and his opponent's gleeful sadism. And the bad guys in A Walk Among the Tombstones are sadistic indeed. They relish kidnapping women, picking up the ransom, and returning their victims as agreed, only cut into tiny pieces. Scudder is summoned by the latest victim's husband, played by Dan Stevens of Downton Abbey. But he refuses the job when he realizes that Stevens is a drug kingpin. Then he hears an audio tape of the torture and killing and knows he can't walk away. Scudder is much different from Neeson's other action hero, Brian Mills, in the Taken movies. He's slower and heavier spirited. He wanders a gray, malignant city, still in mourning over something he did years ago while drunk. It's too bad Neeson gives Scudder a broad New York accent, though that hurts less than it might, since that accent is always slipping. In any case, Neeson looks terrific in his thick coat with the collar turned up as he walks around Brooklyn's Greenwood Cemetery, where pieces of another body were found. Scudder belongs among tombstones. Leaving the graveyard, Scudder follows Jonas, the lumbering, unkempt guard, played by a superbly weird actor named Oliver Darry Olofsson, and discovers the man has photos of one of the dead women, when she was alive, in a rooftop shack beside a pigeon coop. Then, all at once, Jonas appears.
Jonas. You caught me. You gave the cops a different address, didn't you? That's why they never put you across the street from Layla.
This is my mother's building. I live in Sunset Park, but I'm not allowed to keep my birds there, even though there's room on the roof.
Your mom home right now? Maybe we can get down and talk, have a cup of coffee.
I can't let you leave here. They'll kill me if I do.
Who's they, Jonas?
The other two.
So what, you're gonna stab me now with that big knife?
It's gonna bother me too, for a long time, I know it will.
How much is it gonna bother you? I take that knife away and stick it in your neck.
Could you really do that?
Yeah, I really could, but I'd rather not.
Scudder prefers talk to unnecessary action, so A Walk Among the Tombstones isn't littered with bodies and wrecked cars. It's clear from the measured, one-thing-after-another pacing that writer-director Scott Frank loves Block's work and Scudder's submerged persona. He's written juicy parts for Dan Stevens, a man of violence, forced to hold himself in check, and David Harbour as the more verbal of the killers, who plays with his victims like a happy child. Frank's biggest challenge comes with a wayward, homeless African-American teen named TJ, played by Brian Astro Bradley, who talks himself into Scudder's life. It's a sentimental setup, but Bradley has a hard, non-angelic face. The banter is funny, and this gray movie can use a little light. I'd be even more enthusiastic about A Walk Among the Tombstones if Frank hadn't swapped the book's unforgettable ending for a climax so conventional I can barely remember it. The novel's finale gives the story a grisly symmetry that's near poetic, and it perfectly illustrates the difference between Scudder's passive acceptance of vengeance and the more hands-on approach of the people around him. I can see, of course, why Block's ending didn't make the cut. Scudder is on the sidelines. It's gag me with a chainsaw gross. But as it stands, the film feels incomplete, as if a vital body part has been lopped off.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. We'll end today's show with a recording by Jackie and Roy, one of the most famous vocal duos in jazz history. Jackie Kane, who was married to Roy Kral, died Monday at the age of 86. Roy Kral, who also played piano on their recordings, died in 2002. Here's one of Jackie and Roy's biggest hits, which was released in 1958.
In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together, always together, while you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good,
and if I'm good,
I'll search for wood.
You search for wood,
so you can cook.
So I can cook
while I stand.
While you stand by just looking,
beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.